I will say there's an incredible and beautiful pasuk. So remember again, the parsha begins, Ve'elishmos b'nei Yisrael b'ayim mitzrayimah. Torah goes through all of the names. So we spoke about this last night in the Rabbi Nachman Shir, about the power and the meaning of names, the depths of names, and why the Torah has to recount all of this. But I want to draw your attention, after the Torah goes through all of the names, Yaakov and all of the Shvatim, so in Parak Aleph Pasuk Hey, the Torah says, Vahi kol nefesh yotze yerech Yaakov shivim nefesh, and all of the members of Yaakov's household were 70 people, v'yosef haya b'mitzrayim, and Yosef was in Egypt. So we'll say, the Mefarshim all have the same basic question, which is, okay, why do I need that piece of information? Of course I know that Yosef is Mitzrayim. We'll say, Yosef has been in Mitzrayim since when? Since Parshas Vayeshev. Right? So all the end Parshios of Bereishis, Yosef's been in Mitzrayim. We learned about Yosef's death in Mitzrayim. We learned about Yosef's burial in Mitzrayim. So why do you have to tell me the Yosef Haya b'Mitzrayim? What's the pshat? So let's say, the great tzaddik Rabbi Yitzchak Berditchev says something so beautiful. He says, Af al pi sheparo nosan lo shem mitzri tzafnas paneach, even though again Paro gave Yosef an Egyptian name. Right, an Egyptian name. What was Egyptian? What is Egyptian? Safnas Paneach. As Rashi explains, Safnas Paneach means revealer of hidden things. So even though Yosef was given, and Rabbi Yitzchak, remember again, a name, Paro didn't just give him an Egyptian name. What did Paro give him? An Egyptian title, an Egyptian office, an Egyptian identity. Nevertheless, Hichzik Yosef Bishmo HaEvri. Gam b'Mitzrayim Haya Yosef. So the Rebbe says something amazing, that the Torah HaKadosh is coming to tell us an incredible lesson, which is that even though Yosef was in Mitzrayim, and even though he became part of that world, and a contributor to that world, and an incredibly important member of society, and he was mamish given a different name, a different identity, the Yosef Haya b'Mitzrayim. He retained his identity as Yosef, even though what? He was in Mitzrayim. And we'll say, so incredibly enough, even though everyone came down to Egypt, and the Torah HaKadosh is telling us that they all retained their identity, the Torah goes out of its way to say it was even a greater chiddush and a greater accomplishment for Yosef. He was mamish parts. Remember again, the Jews come down, where are they put? They're put in Goshen. They don't really intentionally become part of Egyptian society. But Yosef was there. But despite the fact that he was part of Mitzrayim, he was given another name, Tzafnas Paneach, the Yosef Haya b'Mitzrayim. He still remained Yosef even when he was in Mitzrayim. I think we could take the words of the Rebbe and take it even a little bit further. There's an additional message embedded over here. The Yosef HaMitzrayim means what? Remember again, the name Yosef, remember, when Rachel Imenu has her firstborn son, she names him in a very enigmatic way, right? She names him Yosef. Why does she name him Yosef? Yosef Hashem Li Ben Acher. Hashem should give me another son. Which I will say is such a strange way to name a kid. Oh, I'm so happy. I hope I have another. Right? Meaning, you're great. Where's the next one? Right? You're great. Next. Right? Fantastic. Beautiful. One feels so happy. Next. What's the pshat? So you see what's happening over here is that Rachel Imenu, and this is true of all of the Avos and all of the Imos, have an insatiable thirst for growth. Insatiable thirst for growth. Rachel Imenu is a visionary. Rachel Imenu knows that there have to be shiftei ka. She knows you have to build an am. So she says, of course I'm so happy for this child, but I want more. I want to do more. I want to accomplish more. Yosef Hashem li ben acher, means what? This is great, but I'm not going to just simply relax, rely, and rejoice on my past accomplishments. As soon as you accomplish one thing in life, Rabbi say, there's only one question, which is, what's next? You could celebrate for 3.3 seconds, right? You could celebrate, rejoice over your accomplishments, give yourself a shkach for a little bit of time, and then one simple question, what is next? What else do I have to accomplish? What else do I have to do? And I'll say, maybe that's the pshat over here. V'yosef haya b'mitzrayim. Rabbi say, what's Mitzrayim? What's Mitzrayim? So the Sfarim bring down Mitzrayim is minametzar karasika. Mitzrayim means the difficult times in life, right? The narrow straits in life. We all have challenges. And Rabbi say, sometimes we think that our challenges exempt us from growth. that when I'm having a difficult time in life, and I both say, you know, difficult time is a relative thing. Everyone's challenges are their challenges. But sometimes we think that when I'm in Mitzrayim, when I'm in the Mitzrayim, when I'm in the narrow streets of life, I don't have to accomplish. I'm struggling. I have difficult stuff going on. I'm potter. The Yosef Haya b'Mitzrayim. It's natural, Rabosai. Even when we are in personal Mitzrayim, even when we're in national Mitzrayim, the Yosef Haya b'Mitzrayim. Yosef Hashem li ben acher. Rabosai, I have to be a Yosef even when I'm in Mitzrayim. I have to add, I have to grow, I have to continue forward. Even when I am in the Mitzrayim, even when I am in Mitzrayim, Rabosai, for the Jew, there is always a constant, consistent, and insatiable thirst for persistent growth. That it's true when times are good, and that it's true when times are difficult. The Chiddush of Rabbi Yosef, Torah Kedosh is teaching us, in the beauty of our Torah, these dramatic and amazing lessons in the most nuanced of ways. It's true, Klal Yisrael kept their identity. See, Rabbi Yosef, there are two levels when you're in Mitzrayim. There are two levels that when a person is in the Mitzrayim, when a person is in the narrow straits, when a person is in the challenging times in life. The first step is what? Maintenance. Don't lose your ground. Don't lose your spirituality. Preserve what you have. That's the first psukim. Ve'elish mos b'nei Yisrael b'ay Mitzrayim es Yaakov ishu b'ana b'esuvah, right? So they'll say, Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, maintenance. I'm in Mitzrayim, I'm in a difficult strait. How do I maintain the Kedusha that I've amassed? That's incredible. That's an accomplishment. That's important. But maintenance in life is never enough. Rather, after you maintain, the Yosef Haya b'Mitzrayim. We'll say the goal in life is that even when we find ourselves in the challenging moments in life, Yosef Haya b'Mitzrayim, even in my Mitzrayim, I have to find the koach to be a Yosef, I have to find the koach to continue, I have to find the koach to grow, no matter what my life circumstances.